Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Our guests today from the Manhattan Housing Authority are Executive Director and Manhattan City Commissioner Aaron Estabrook. We also have Assistant Executive Director Mandy Thomas and Public Housing Manager Patrick O'Neill. Aaron, I might ask you, Aaron, you, being a city commissioner here and coming on board, you have a lot of insight on some how the city government works and such, and kind of just talk a little bit about what you bring to the table here as the new executive director and kind of what your mindset is making improvements here going forward.
Well, I definitely think that we're going to do our best to have our team at the Housing Authority take care of the properties that we have, and then try to get to a point where we can provide for what you were talking about earlier. There is a definite problem with housing affordability, but it's not just unique to Manhattan. And I see it through the lens of before I was on the city commission, I was on the school board, and we had homeless student issues and still do in our school district, in our community. And we have lots of housing needs that go stretch well beyond any political answer. It takes the whole community. It takes everybody doing not just what they need to do to maintain, but try to find new ways, new solutions to get through those problems. And what we're hearing and what I've seen just in the first couple of weeks kind of confirm also some of these things about the missing middle. There's a middle section. There's a gap between what is a low income type of person and a wealthy high earner. And when it comes to housing affordability, and that's very true in Manhattan, and it's very true around the country. And so what's new to me, and what I can see from this end of things more, is not this that problem exists, but how it impacts our safety net, how it impacts our public housing and our Section 8 in a way that they're being squeezed harder than they ever have before, because that missing middle is now becoming desperately eligible for public housing, and wages haven't kept up with the affordability as rents increase. And there's more people than ever that are eligible, and we have not really increased the program or the size and capacity of our units. And it's not just in Manhattan. This is happening across the entire country. And I think you're seeing some congressional response to that with the housing crisis and the HUD announcements that there's $20 billion going into some emergency vouchers and rental assistance programs during this pandemic. But again, the pandemic is shining a light on a problem that's been brewing for quite a while, and we're at that tipping point for a lot of people, that it's putting the squeeze on the people that have traditionally found public housing and as a safety net. Is now the safety net is being overloaded by a middle.
Yeah, it's certainly an issue here going forward. And, you know, obviously the Congress passing that big stimulus, that's going to certainly help. But I know it doesn't solve all the problems. It doesn't solve the problem of housing shortage right now. It does maybe put more money into people's pockets here going forward. But, I know a lot of people are still struggling out there. If people have questions and want to learn more about the Housing Authority, this is a question for Patrick or Mandy here. Where can they go to get that information here locally?
It's definitely on our website. We did a total revamp of our website just the beginning, or sorry, in the middle of 2020. And we did that revamp with Civics Plus. We will have our pre-application online where it's fillable and it can be submitted directly to us. And our website is www.mhaks.com. And we also are adding some additional technology to our website where residents will be able to pay their rent online. They'll be able to submit work orders online. Applicants can go in and apply directly. They can go in and change their addresses directly, where before they always had to come to the office and submit that to us, and then we would change it. We have our Facebook page up and running. They can always check that out too. We have an Instagram page, and I believe that is, Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe our Instagram is Housing MHK, I believe.
Yeah, well, our Twitter definitely is. Our Instagram, I'm not an Instagram person, so I haven't been on there too much, but I think it's actually Manhattan Housing Authority all the way out. But if you search for it on Instagram, you'll find us. But the Housing MHK is for sure our Twitter.
As far as upcoming events, anything you guys have in the pipes here coming up in the springtime?
Well, I think it's really critical for people to be aware that on March 15th, and this may air beyond that day, but there's the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program is going to be up and running, and that doesn't go through the Housing Authority, but we're encouraging all of our tenants and then everyone in the community to get in on that. If they're experiencing back payments, or if they have they're expecting to be behind on rent in the future, get your applications into the Kansas Housing Resource Corporation. And so you can Google KERA, K-E-R-A, and rental assistance, and you'll find them. But that's a huge opportunity for people that are behind, and landlords as well. $200 million was put into Kansas from the federal government, and that's just a astronomical number compared to what is usually available for housing assistance. So everybody that is listening, that is experiencing it, it would cover up to 12 months of rent backwards or forwards, and including security deposits and electrical or utility payments potentially. It's a really good tool for people that are in need, and that's happening now. So got to get people to apply for that going forward. We're going to start rolling out some initiatives, Housing MHK, working with K-State, working with different community partners, and getting our military involved. What people have thought traditionally as public housing, like I mentioned, there may be some stigmas around that, but that's out the window. I mean, people are in need of housing. So if you're students, military, if you're experiencing any kind of income changes, get in touch with us, get that pre-application filled out. Let us help you get your feet on the ground and have a safe place to stay so you can rebuild or continue whatever path that you were on. So that's kind of our initiative, is trying to shake people up and make them realize that this is their housing, right? This is public housing. It's not a stigma-based system that people might think. So I think our housing initiative, Housing MHK, will be rolling out this spring. They're still waiting to hear about Everybody Counts, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot more about that, but that'll be coming in August. Potentially in person. That decision has not been finalized, and we want to be a big part of that.
And you're right. There's a stigma, it seems like, on a lot of things, and that's certainly one of them. But if we can get this information out to the people who need it the most, I think it's a critical piece of information, and hopefully that will continue here going forward. Anything else before I wrap things up here that you guys want to pass along?
Brandon, I would just say one thing. We've been closed due to COVID since the middle of March, and we just opened our doors back up. So we are open from 9 until 11, and then we close from 11 to 1, and then we open back up from 1 to 4. And that's Monday through Thursday. And then Fridays, We are open from 1 to 4. We were closed on Monday mornings, but we have shifted our staff meetings to Friday mornings. So we will be closed Friday morning between 8 and 1, but we'll be open from 1 to 4 after that.
Okay. Very good. Well, do you have anything else, Aaron?
I was just going to say thank you so much. We look forward. Hopefully we can continue to do this regularly and update our progress. There's a lot of exciting things that I don't want to tell you about quite yet because they're months down the road, but we'll talk about them in the future, hopefully. And just the idea that people there's a hierarchy of needs. People need air, they need water, and then they need housing. And so if people in our community have had any resistance to contact us, either social service agencies or other partners that might exist, or they want to know more about what we're doing now, know that we're going through some changes ourselves, and we are going to make ourselves more available than ever to the community to provide those services. So please reach out to us, and we'll hopefully be reaching out to you guys.
All right, very good. That's Aaron Estabrook, Executive Director of Manhattan Housing Authority, Mandy Thomas, Assistant Executive Director, Patrick O'Neill, Public Housing Manager for MHA. Thank you guys for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brandon.